The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Our Lord is the Lord.
Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go up and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So Jesus, Peter, his first servant, tells the people, know that this Jesus, for certain, is Lord and Messiah. He is the Christ, and he is God. He is Lord. Know this for certain, tell the people of Israel, whom you crucified, you go anything back, he doesn't have it. But he also lets them know that they are invited into the promise now of resurrected life. And they are cut to the heart. Cut to the heart, reference to the Old Testament, where it prophesied Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, that God will circumcise the hearts of his people. He will cleanse their hearts. This is their life. And they ask, well, what are we to do? Peter tells them, be baptized and repent. Be baptized and repent. Again, that reference to the circumcision of you all, the heart. Because that's what baptism and sex is. It's a cleansing of our conscience, a cleansing of our heart. It's a being brought into the divine life of God, a sharing his own divine life. And so, Christ tells us, I am the gate. And I am, he said, I am God. That's what he's basically saying. He's the fulfillment of that prophecy of Ezekiel, where Ezekiel said, God said, I myself will shepherd my people. And so Christ is fulfilling that promise for us. My first pastor, I was at St. Lawrence in Killington. And Father Michael Harrell had been a pastor there, and he was going back from vacation, and he died in the plane suddenly. He was only 57 years old. And I was Bishop Potts' secretary at the time, and said, Michael, why don't you be the administrator? So I go to the parish, and I find that not only did I inherit the parish, but I also inherited Father O'Hara's chickens. He had like 6 or 8 chickens. Okay, when the newspaper reporter came to me, he wanted to know all about the chickens, not the parish. He said, we had the chickens. But it was an adventure. I remember one time, there's been several months in, I was saying mass, and coming out of mass, it was a weekday mass, we talked a lot, and all the chickens had gotten out of the This life is not the end, this life is not the end. And judgment, and if we're attuned to his voice, we'll hear his voice when he calls us after we're dead to raise us to new life. I guess that's it. Not only about one.